In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, today the 10th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. United and that video coming up in just a bit. But we are going to start today with tax policy and American manufacturing. Toyota announced today, and yes, I know that's a Japanese company, but hang on. Toyota says it's going to put a bit more than $1.3 billion into its plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. They make Camrys there and a bunch of other models. It's the biggest factory Toyota has anywhere on the planet. Other car makers, Volvo and BMW among them, are investing in plants in the southern United States as well. Spending that comes as Washington contemplates corporate tax reform. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
Toyota is investing $1.3 billion to upgrade 30-year-old equipment at its manufacturing plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. The factory is going to start producing a new Camry in June. Will James is president of the plant and says this investment has been in the works for years and was not driven by the border tax floated by President Trump.
Automobile manufacturing is the type of business that you have to kind of plan ahead on the things that you're going to do.
But like executives at other foreign automakers, he's quick to point out that a border tax could add to the price of a car. In Toyota's case, up to $2,500.
So those costs would just be passed on to the consumers. And with that in mind, you know, we obviously have concerns.
Jessica Caldwell from Edmunds.com says these auto industry investments aren't a spur-of-the-moment thing. Let's say an automaker wants to build a new plant.
A lot of negotiations have to take place at the state level. A lot of auto plants get tax credits. You know, they have to guarantee a labor force.
And factories are a long-term investment. Kristen Gichek works for the Center for Automotive Research.
A plant lasts 50, 60, 70 years. So it far outlasts any president, any set of policies.
She says that means the auto industry probably won't be making any billion-dollar decisions based on border tax legislation that hasn't even been introduced yet. That doesn't mean foreign automakers won't take the opportunity to highlight where they are investing and to argue against a border tax. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.